famous Ramban, guys. Here we go. This is a world famous Ramban. You have to know it for life. And okay, so it says in the pasuk, "Vayechazu et halukim, vayochu, vayishtu." So at the end of Mishpatim, the Torah goes back and talks about what? You know what it talks about? Matan Torah. At the end of Mishpatim, there's a parak about Matan Torah. Torah's out of order. According to Rashi, the whole Torah is out of order. The Ramban learns it's in order. It's a big machlokas, Rashi, Ramban, how to read the psukim. Yeah, it's like a major. It's like a whole sugya. If you want to, like, it takes like a day to learn. Like a whole sugya. Or in Rashi, learn the Ramban. I do it in Mechav. Yeah, big time. It's on the flash drive. Yeah, if you look, I go through the whole thing carefully. Just pasuk shot. So look here in pasuk.
Wait, what's on flash drive? Like every single parsha?
No, the classes I teach in Ramban in Mechav are on the flash drive. So I teach this in Mechav. This Ramban. So it's on the flash drive. Okay. Here you go. So look here. It says here in Pasuk, it says in Pasuk Yiralef, Vayechazu al-Tolkim, Vayochu Vayishtu, Hayimistakum al-Balev Gas. They're looking at Hashem in a familiar way. The Jews, the Narva Nabil and the Zakanim had a vision of Hashem, and they're eating and drinking. According to Rashi, it was terrible. If you're having a vision of God, you're in the most ruchniest time of your life. You shouldn't be eating and drinking. You should be davening and this. You understand? So according to Rashi, it was terrible. According to Rashi, they were deserved to be punished. What does Rashi say? Hashem didn't punish them because Hashem didn't want to ruin the simcha of Matan Torah. That's Rashi and Pasuk Yud. You know that Rashi? Lo ratzo la'arbev simchas haTorah v'him tinu none of you until Hanukkah Samishka. So according to Rashi, the eating and drinking was bad. The Ramban says the exact opposite. The Ramban says the drinking was good. What? Because he didn't want to mix the simcha of Matan Torah with the misa of Nadav Nevi. That's what Rashi says. He saved it for later. So look in the Ramban. This is a crucial Ramban. Because they were here. They were the Zakanim. They were the Zakanim who were eating and drinking, according to Rashi. Hey, look here. The Tamba Yishtu. Sha'asu Simcha V'yom Tov Ki Kein Chova L'Smach B'Kabbalas HaTorah. They were celebrating Matan Torah. And that's a chiyuv to celebrate physically. When you, what's Ramban saying? There's a chiyuv to have a physical celebration bisman matan. What does it sound like? Making what? Make siyum, which we'll get to. This is it. This is the source making a siyum. We'll get to it. Correct. Sure. Kasher tziva bekasvam kol divrei haTorah ala avanim v'zavachta shlamim v'achalta shnav v'zavachta shem okecha. Later on, Hashem gives a tzivui that when they go over the Yarden, they should write the Torah on the stones. They made a whole little mizbeach there, and it says they were misameach because that was a new level of writing down the Torah, spreading the Torah. They made a party. Every time you have a new level of a Kabbalah's HaTorah, you make a party. Keep on going. Uksiv b'Shlomo, when Shlomo says the next Uksiv b'Shlomo. HaChachma v'amad ha'nasun l'cha, right? Hashem said to Shlomo, I'll give you whatever you want. And Shlomo said, I want Torah knowledge. So I gave him the Torah knowledge, right? And what miyad, what does the next pasuk say? V'yavu Yerushalayim, v'yas mishtah chol avad. It made a party. So what do you see that when you have a level of Kabbalah's HaTorah, achieve a new level of, you make a party. What type of party? A physical party. Eating and drinking. This is the source making a siyum. This Ramban. So according to the Ramban, what Nadav and Avihu did was the first siyum in the Torah. Amazing. Got it? That's the famous Ramban. Okay. So what do you see here? This is an amazing Ramban. That you're supposed to make a physical celebration, Bisman, a new stage of Talmud Torah. This is the world famous Ramban. You got it? The opposite of Rashi. So that's the Ramban. Okay?
Rashi hold against a siyum.
Hold on, hold your question. I have a whole story about your question. Now this Ramban fits in a whole big thing. There's a chiyuv to make a party. There's a chiyuv to have a suit on Purim. Why do you have a suit on Purim? So, because the Megillah says you make a mishneh v'simcha. But we're going to learn this before Purim, Bezrat Hashem. The Gaon say, you know why there's a mitzvah of simcha on Purim? Because Purim is a day of Matan Torah. How is Purim a day of Matan Torah? What do we say on Purim? Yeah, but what does the Megillah say? Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu v'kiblu means they they rededicated themselves and reaccepted the Torah. Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu masha kiblu kfar. They reaccepted what they accepted already. Right? The Gemara says, we said Nasa v'nishma, but then the Torah was forced upon us. Kavon har kigigis. And then on Purim, there was a national rededication to the Torah. So what do you see? So Rav Shechter always points out, and others point this out as well, that the chiyuv to make a suda on Purim fits with what? This Ramban. Make a party with Matan Torah. Then we learned this already earlier in the year. On Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv to make. We eat and drink on Yom Tov. But one Tana said, one Tana holds, Rabbi Yeshua holds, Rabbi Elazar holds that you don't have to make a suda on Yom Tov. If you want, you can have just a small sandwich. Right? Because it says Lachem, or it says Lachem or Lachem. Either way is okay. Either have a big suit or have just a small sandwich. But the Gemara says that everyone agrees that on Shavuos, you have to have a big party. You have to have a big suda. Why? Because Shavuos they have Matan Torah. So it's amazing. It's counterintuitive. Because Shavuos is a day of Matan Torah, you have a big simcha? The answer is yes. So what do we see? What do we see? That on a day of Matan Torah, you make a simcha. We have the Ramban here. We have Purim. We have the examples in it. We have a Siyum.
It's a wedding.
What?
It's a wedding.
What do you mean it's a wedding? Where? Correct. Avkam Yom Chasinasa HaTorah Kenasa. Correct. A new level of Torah, you make a party. And that's Shavuos. So this is, and it's a, now the question is, why is this true? What's the Hashkafa behind this? Why is this true? No, because we pushed the principle. Your question we'll get to. We established the principle. Why is it true you make a party Bizman Matan Torah? So there are two pshatim. The simple pshat and the deeper pshat. The simple pshat, Rav Nevensal writes in all his Svarim. He quotes it from Rabbeinu David, one of the Rishonim Amsachim. This is the simple pshat. To show that we're happy. To show that you're happy. People that are depressed don't eat a big meal. What do people that are depressed do? Eat a candy bar, then they feel more depressed. To sit and enjoy a good meal. Sit and enjoy a big meal. You know, people have your last meal before you're killed. It's a joke. To sit and enjoy a meal, you're in good mood. You have good food. You like the atmosphere. So enjoying the meal reflects that I'm happy. And we're supposed to show that we're happy when? When are we happy? Bizman Matan Torah. It's the greatest gift ever. Our whole life is different. The whole world is different. Everything's different. We have meaning to our lives. You get Olam Haba and Olam Haza. Don't forget. So that's the push-up shot.
Gershom was telling everyone after Marv, go turn in, please, bring the Svarim, to turn in. And, everyone's welcome to help. You'll get, a lot of Olam Haba. And I said, also Olam Haza.
Very good. Good. Healthy brain. I don't mind that brainwashing. That's where it convinced them. But it's true, by the way. It's true. So that's the Pashup Shot. The Pashup Shot is, this is the Pashup Shot, that to show that we're happy, Bizman Matzah, until you have a big meal. That's the Pashup Shot. Then there's a deeper shot that's a Hasidish idea, but it's in all the Sfarim. What's a deeper shot? It's to show the purpose of Matan Torah. The purpose of the Torah is to apply it where? Here? In the Gashmias world. Your job in life is to use the Torah to make, you have a cup there. You have two cups there. two cups, regular cups. But when you make a coffee, to give yourself a little koach, to learn more Yalkut Yosef in the morning, oh, so now those cups are holy. You're Mekadesh the cups. So to show that the purpose of the Torah is to apply it here in the Gashmius world, we dafka have a Suda, Bisman, Mata, and Torah. This idea is found in a lot of Sfarim. And it's a big topic. And this is a big Yesod. It applies in all of life. You're going to sleep at night. You go to sleep at night. If you have in mind, for 5 seconds, I'm going to sleep tonight, because I know I have to daven tomorrow and learn Yalkut Yosef tomorrow, and you know, go to shir. If you have in mind for 5 seconds, then your sleeping is holy. Your mekadesh your sleep. Now, it's not so simple, because the chance of you thinking about that after watching Jimmy Fallon or whatever is not so high. You understand? Anyway,
I'm watching that. Have a better day.
I tell you the best job to have. I tell you, might as well the best job. I told you this. H.com. H.com they have all these TV and movie clips.
Yeah.
You know, remember we discussed them?
Yeah.
You know, get you thinking about life.
There's a Batman.
Right, the Batman. So somebody has to watch all this stuff. Like, somebody has to watch all these things and pick out the five minute clips that, you know, so, Rabbi, I want that job. You know, I want to watch all the movies, all the TV shows, all the comedians, and pick out the 5 or 8 minutes that are somebody's got to do that. In other words, I wonder how that. Whatever. Okay, I'm not going to go.
Like when
there.
All the Jewish artists have like.
I'm not going to go there.
Tunes, like have put like
right,
Jewish
right. So they listen to the yeah right. So here somebody's watching all the things. Anyway, so it affects you, guys. So it shows, guys. This is a big yesod. This applies to all of life. You go to work for a living. I don't know. Let's say you're going to Chavez Dental School in Florida. I don't know. That was a private joke. Private joke. You go to dental school in Florida, and you're going to school, and you say to yourself, I want to help people. I want to make a nice parnasa to support my family. You know, I want to understand the Bria better, to have a better appreciation of Hashem. Then everything you're doing is ruchnius. So when you go, everything. So a person goes through life using the Torah to be Mekadesh the Gashmius world. That's what this Ramban means on a deeper level. So I have a whole shiur on this if you're interested. It might be in the book. I don't know if it's in the book or not. But this is a big topic. It affects sleeping. It affects everything. You have a pencil. You have a pencil. So if I use the pencil to write Divrei Torah, that pencil is now holy. It used to be a plain pencil. Now it's a holy pencil. Because it's a kli for Kedusha. It's a big topic. Mr. Kaplan asked the $1 million question. What, Rashi argues on this? How come Rashi holds it was bad that they ate and drank?
Where's Rashi's thing for a seum then?
Not up in a view. But it's more than that. It's more than that. This is the whole thing. Rashi agrees with this yesod. Rashi holds you're supposed to eat this matan Torah. I have a proof for it from Yisro.
That's the whole point.
I'm not going to do it now.
Drinking before?
What?
They were eating and drinking before.
Oh. What do you mean before?
They came into Mont.
Wait. Good. Very good. Very good. One second. So Mr. Kaplan asked a question. His question was, if this Ramban is HaTorah HaShkafa, and the Purim is a good example, and Shavuos is a good example, and it's a major Yisod and HaShkafa, then why does Rashi say it was bad that they ate and drank? Should have said it's good. That's Mr. Kaplan's question. So I have two good answers to that question. I once gave this year my parents' shul. Someone asked that question, and I smiled. And then I gave a big answer. My brother said, why'd you smile? Because, you know, I don't have good answers to the questions, but here I have a good answer because I'd worked on it. You know, it's like when someone gives, like, you know, like a softball pitch and you can hit a home run, hit a triple in the gap. So there are two answers to that question. And Rashi agrees with this principle. There's a proof from Yisro. Rashi holds you're supposed to eat his man matan Torah. So why does Rashi say it was bad? So there are two pshat. The simple pshat is, it's the way they ate. What does Rashi say? Mistaklim bo b'leiv gas mitoch chil v'shtia. They were being very familiar. In other words, it's not that they ate. It's the way, you know. Imagine you're on a couch like this, having a beer, you know, a beer, and like a big rabbi walks in. Hi, Rav. You don't have to do that. If you're in front of a big rav, even if you're eating, you sit properly. Rashi gives the impression that the way they ate, it was a little too familiar, as if, like, you know, they weren't properly expressing the distance between them and Hashem. That's a simple pshat. Not that they ate, but the way they ate. But the other pshat is what Mr. Adler hinted to. And that is as follows. And this is what I said before. There's a huge machlokas, Rashi, Ramban, when did this perek happen? The Ramban says it happens after Matan Torah, on Vav and Zayin Siva. So they were celebrating Matan Torah. But Rashi says this perek happened Kodem Matan Torah, on Dalet and Hei Siva. So even if you say you're supposed to celebrate Matan Torah by eating and drinking, but Hachana for Matan Torah, getting ready for Matan Torah, has to be Ruchnis. You have to get ready in a very, you know, put yourself in the right frame of mind, very Ruchnis. So it could be that's the pshat. That's in the book in a footnote. That the Rashi agrees with the principle, but because Rashi holds that this was happening before Matan Torah, not afterwards, there was nothing to celebrate yet. So in Hachana from Matan Torah, we find ideas of more Kedusha, more Ruchnis, getting ready to receive the Torah. So that's the bottom line for us is, number one, be besimcha bisman matan Torah. That means saying Birchos HaTorah every day besimcha, right? What does the Mishnah Berurah say? I mentioned it. Say it besimcha. It's the greatest gift ever that God gave us, the Torah. Be besimcha when you think about it. Be besimcha when you make the bracha. Be besimcha when you learn. And number two, the message is that we go through life in the physical world. We want to be mekadesh the Gashmias world. And with a little bit of, by doing mitzvahs, you mekadesh the Gashmias world with a little bit of thought. A little bit of thought. If your intention having that coffee was to learn better, that coffee was Kedusha. If your intention was just to enjoy coffee, then it's a, so you said a bracha, very nice. You with me? So your whole life can be Ruchnias. You spend your whole life being mekadesh the Gashmias world. You got it? That's a beautiful idea. That's a famous Ramban. I just wanted to mention the source where we see that Rashi agrees with the Yesod of the Ramban, that one is supposed to celebrate physically and eat Bizman Matan Torah. If you take a look back at Shmos, Perek, Yud Ches, Sukim Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So if you look at Rashi there and the Ramban, it comes out, according to Rashi, that there was a Su'uda on Yom Kippur. The Ramban points this out. And it's an interesting question that they ate on the first Yom Kippur. In other words, according to Rashi, it comes out, if you read Rashi carefully, it comes out that the day Moshe brought down the Luchos, which was Yom Kippur, there was a Su'uda. And the Ramban questions this over there. Take a look at the Rashi and the Ramban, Shmos Perek Yud Ches, Psukim Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. The Mizrahi defends Rashi, and the Mizrahi there, it's a very long Mizrahi, says that there's a Gemara in Moed Katan, where it comes out on the Gemara that Bnei Yisrael ate on the Yom Kippur, here Shlomo HaMelech dedicated the Beis HaMikdash. The Psukim describe in Melachim that there was a 2-week celebration, and the second week it was Sukkos. That means the first week overlapped with Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says that the mitzvah of celebrating the completion of the Beis HaMikdash overrides Yom Kippur. So the Mizrahi says, Kal v'chomer, Matan Torah overrides Yom Kippur. So it comes out, according to the Mizrahi, that Rashi agrees with this Yesod of the Ramban in a big way. Not only is one supposed to eat on the day of Matan Torah, but that chiyuv to eat, that mitzvah to eat, overrides even Yom Kippur. So Rashi agrees with the Ramban's Yesod. Oh, so that's why we have to figure out why Rashi argues on the Ramban at the end of Mishpatim regarding none of an aviyu. And I gave two pshatim for that question. Okay, we'll stop here.